l'extrême droit à la française. So is that him saying, I'm going to eliminate racism, anti-Semitism and homophobia? That's for him.
Yeah.
He needs to eliminate it.
And that's, and that's come from a tweet from Hervé Ryssen, which
that's
is a 50, French 60, writer.
Right, okay. So Hervé Ryssen.
He's been sent to prison. I think that was for a year or so.
Well, this Hervé Ryssen was sent to prison.
Yeah, because he did wrote some really good books about the kikes, but obviously they didn't like it.
Right, right.
So they sent him in jail.
So what is it? Is he pro this fucking nigger looking?
No. That's just kind of having a laugh and just taking the mickey.
Oh, right, okay. So he's been sarcastic.
Saying, see, that's the far right now, far right.
Okay. So he's going... So what he's saying is going, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, that I'm going to end it all. I present to you the far right of France. He's being sarcastic as fuck.
Exactly.
Right, okay, that's get it. Right. See, the French have got a sense of humour. Anybody who's looking to support... So hold on a second. Anybody who's looking to support a based profile on X, check out Hervé Ryssen, which is at Insoumis, at Insoum for Michael, IX2. Check him out if you're on X. Promote that fucker. So we're going to scroll down now and have a look at... So what else is this? Retrouver le portrait de Cyril Hanouna en tout partie sûr. So what's it what's it saying? Si les migrants ne sont plus track per set.
Fait document. That's a good paper. And every time there's someone coming up on scene in France, they are just digging out what they are doing and all. That's them. We did brought up the fact that Macron's wife was actually a bloke.
Right. Wow. So this is Fait C'est Doc at F-A-I-T-S-E.
That's fact and doc.
Facts and doc, right.
Only
brilliant.
Fact and document.
Brilliant. F and D. F and D. You should be able to find, Fate and Document. You should be able to find that quite easily on X. Share it, translate it, do programs. If you are one of those streamers or content creators who likes to share up to date political news or Jew-tarded news with a white, true fact, check this out, translate it and create that which you can to promote us. And remember, guys, it's okay to be white, and they're terrified of us knowing that. So that was the end of that particular article. Give us a number, mate. I haven't got fucking, I need to get the top 40 up, because we'll play some music. Or have you got a track you want me to play before we go to the next article, mate? Any particular one you want to play?
Well, let's get the Lads Fash. Would be a good one.
Turning Lads Fash, yeah? All right, mate.
Yeah.
All right, sound. We'll do that right now. Hold on. So I'll just do this.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to mute my mic and all that.
Yeah, please do, sir. Please do.
Otherwise... Yeah, please shut the fuck up.
Hold on. So we I just need to turn it loud. We should actually see. This is so this is not a scripted show, because all we do between me and Pepe is we go, what have we got any articles? Pepe goes, I've got these articles. I go, yes, sound, and that's it. But really, if we were going to do this proper, I would have a whole playlist ready, because I go, okay, what tunes do you want playing tomorrow, mate? Maybe we'll do that next time. Probably won't, but maybe we will. We'll return in lads fast.
We ought to be more serious about it, anyway.
Yeah. Do it all professional like and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck it.
Right, turn in. Right, let's... No. Oh, it's done this stupid thing. Refresh. Thank you. Where is it?
I'll switch my mic off anyway.
Thank you very much, mate. Come on, what? My hard drive has been really moving stuff around, and I don't understand why. Is that it? Yeah, there you go. Captain Slappy, oh mate, welcome and see you later. I'll catch you next time. I didn't even see you turn up in the chat until now.
Come on, let's fucking go!
So it's been brought to my attention by our based mate Shlomo88 that people might be confused. People are saying congrats. Oh, I really like your song, mate. Really love Pump Up the Gas that you did, Shlomo. And Shlomo's just coming to the chat. And he's like, well, hey, man. Hey, Psycho Driller, because that's how Americans say it. It's actually Psycho Driller. Psycho Driller. Yeah. He goes, oh, wait, Psycho Driller. I'm like, look, there's no gap in it, Shlomo. Sort your head out, mate. Learn how to speak English. But I'm American. It's okay, Shlomo. I'm only having a laugh. What are you taking the piss out of me? We've got guns. Shlomo, unity at every opportunity. Come on, mate. What are you talking to me in that weird accent? Shlomo. See, he's getting upset now because he's getting accused of making fucking tunes that he never had. He's too busy. He's too fucking busy doing white power shit in the real world, mate. Yeah, but I think this might be the tune that they've mistaken that you they mistakenly think that you created. It's actually created by one of my, he's in my top three content creators when it comes to music production, yeah, and video production. He seems to have fucked right off. He's like, fuck you guys. I ain't doing this no more. Well, Canada, America, same. And Bastion's like, don't you fucking start with me, man. I'm a cowboy. He's a syrup munching Canuck. All right, calm down. No more brother wars, Bastion. Anyway, this is the tune that they think you did. It's by white working class man. And we'll get Pepe back on straight after this. Sorry, Pepe, to keep you hanging on, mate.
It up while your feet are curb stomping. All the Rikers jumping. Look ahead, Shlomo is slumping. Pop it up a little more. Get to tell it's dropping on the gas floor. See, cause that's where the pogrom's at, and you find out if you do that. Oi, bay! All yids will slay. Get your Hebrews in the easy bake. Bake my day. Oi, bay! All yids will slay. Get your Hebrews in the easy bake. Bake my day. Bake my day, bake my day, bake my day, bake my day. Pump up the gas, pump it up, while your feet are curb stomping. All the Rikers jumping, look ahead, Shlomo is slumping. Pump it up a little more, get those pellets dropping on the gas floor. See, cause that's where the pogrom's at, and you find out if you do that. All yids will slay. Get your Hebrews in the easy bake. Bake my day. All yids will slay. Get your Hebrews in the easy bake. Bake my day. Bake my day. Bake my day. Bake my day. Bake my day.
So those of you saying, oh, Shlomo 88, mate, that's a banging tune that you made. We love Pump Up the Gas. Just because he says Shlomo is jumping, yeah, it's not Shlomo who made this. It's white working class man, and he's missing in action. Please, if anybody knows where he is, please go out there and tell him he's missing. He was a massively important part of the message creation. Yeah, I wouldn't have 90% of my show is what he created, and I feel like I'm letting him down in some kind of way. Anyway, but I'm not letting no one down. It's just me messing with my own fucking head. That is anyway. There's other people who can mess with my head. And we're going to get back to him right now. As it goes, are you back, Pepe? Hello?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So what? I just need to close some windows. I'll close that one. What article? So we did. It has the P. We got rid of that one. Do you want to go to Black Manouche surrendered a mosque.
Yeah, that one is a funny one, actually.
Okay, so I'll just get it up on the screen and tell us all about it, mate. What's it about then, Pepe?
Oh, that one is a funny one. That's about a nigger who's got no business at all, basically, to be in France to start with. And he got stabbed in a mosque, which, well, that's fine.
He got stabbed in a mosque? You've got... Why did he get stabbed in a mosque?
Well, fuck the fact that he's a nigger, I haven't got a fucking clue. And I don't give a shit. But the funny part is, you've got all the lefties who are blaming the far right and all, but when you're digging on that one, you just realize that the lad who stabbed him is a fucking gypsy.
A pikey? Roma gypsy or a gypsy?
A gypsy. gypsy, Bosniak one.
Right, fucking hell, mate.
But... They still blame the fucking far right. I mean, if you're scrolling down, you will see the fucking face. No chance on earth it can be fucking white.
That's not...
I mean, look at the fate of him.
That's not even... What is that? Is that what a gypsy looks like? Fucking hell, mate. No way.
I don't know. That's fucking mystery meat, bitch.
It's mystery look meat. That's a mystery meat Kalergi project if I ever saw one, man. Fucking hell. He looks like a Neanderthal. He looks like the myth of the Neanderthal that the Jews have taught us that existed. Shut the fuck up, Jew. You know, our evolution and
I tell you what, on that one, no eye needed. I mean.
Yeah, no, he looks like an Abbo, mate.
Real face.
Are you sure he's not from Australia, mate? He's more Abbo than
Pikey. I don't want to upset Big Phil. Fuck it. I don't want Big Phil on my back.
It's all right. Big Phil's like fucking a Yowie. He's not an Abbo.
He still came from Australia. Don't start.
So this Gippo. Yeah. So I'll read the article out to the crew. So it says here, Black Manouche Sorin stabbed in a mosque. The National Assembly calls for total racial war against whites. What? So it says here, no one understands what is going on. For days, the left has been looping over this Melanian immigrant, this black immigrant stabbed by a gypsy in a mosque. And they hysterically accuse the extreme white of being guilty. They're white, so the palm today returns to Tondeia, whatever that means, flanked by an army or protectors of black volubile. What's a volubile?
Oh, go on. Let me 2 seconds to just catch up where you are.
It's where the images of the nigger in front of it, he's just basically flanked by more niggers. Basically, I'm guessing that's what. It doesn't really matter. At the post National Assembly, she was in tears. Who was in tears?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Volbil. That's when you already chatty talky.
Say again. You broke up there.
That Volbil. That's one when you're quite chatty.
Verbal, very black chatty niggers after a post National Assembly, and she was in tears because there were loads of chatty niggers around her. They are on the verge of accusing us of having
looking just a bit dumb.
Yeah,
there's a fucking cancel. We've got a fucking council of niggers in France. I didn't know about.
A council of niggers? Yeah, I'm just looking for it now. Say.
Yeah?
Where does it say that?
Mr. Makalou from the High Council of Malians.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, you see the... further up.
That one?
Now scroll up there.
Yeah, up.
Yeah, you keep going down.
No, I'm up now.
Go up.
Yeah.
Go up. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got a delay.
Oh, I forgot you got the delay. Sorry, I do apologize.
That one. Yeah. Just there, bit down. Yeah, on BFM. You see the Twitter thingy?
Yeah, with a nigger on it.
Yeah, and they say that they've got our eye cancelled.
So it says,
Malians.
Le seul tort d'Abou Bakar Sis, c'est de se trouver dans une mosque. So that's about the stabbing. And Mr. Makalou, du haut conseil. Hold on. I'm getting to the bit where you are now. It says, M. Makalou, du haut conseil des Malins de France. Malien is African. What does Malien mean? I mean, is that the Council of Africans, is it?
Came from the country. I mean, Mali.
All right. Mali, right. Okay. Yeah, this is
so
this.
So we've got a fucking high council of niggers. Of those kind of people, in my own land, I mean, that's a joke.
Yeah, no, well, it's like they've got the Council of Deputies of the Jewish Council of Deputies in the UK. They've been here for 300 years. There's always, all they do is they just create another council. Oh, what you need, nigger? Have you heard about a council? You want to create yourself a group? Like, we'll help you out. Do you want some finance for that? It's all of that, like, innit? You know what I mean? So you just found out.
That would be more useful to create a group kind of swinging niggers with ropes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at least they all register and they put themselves on a fucking mailing list. You know what I mean? Hopefully there'll be lampposts outside the houses and that. Comedy, there's sarcasm.
I know a couple of brothers in the chat that will be on the billing list and not the mailing list.
The billing list. I like your sense of humour, mate. Yeah. So who's this bird? I've scrolled down a little bit. Who's the bird who's crying? So you discovered in passing the existence of a high council. Oh, I have just discovered in passing the existence of a high council of Malians in France. These black deserters who had called us for help in 2013 before telling us to clear out last year without 58 French soldiers dying in their absurd blood on the borders of Holland and Macron to save their ass. So
that's sad, but...
What's that
French,
about, mate?
French people... But French people always try to save niggers, and I mean, I do feel sorry for the soldiers, but at the end of the day, they are fighting for Zog, so I'm going to be harsh, but tough shit.
Yeah, well, that's
out.
It. Yeah,
don't wear a uniform again. Don't. Simple as.
It's like, retract, stop being the fodder, just basically create your own enclaves, mate. That's what it's about. And this is the thing, like anybody who's got kids now and everything, it is your duty, it is your responsibility to teach your white children how to look after themselves, how to defend themselves and how to avoid becoming a zogbot.
I mean, on that one, I mean, we are white, so basically we can learn any trade and do something else. I mean, I signed my resignation. I was in 2001, and I fucked off in England and started working on a building trade. So what? I mean, I'm a cunt. I mean, I am that clever, and why not? And if I can manage to do it, everyone can.
Yeah, exactly,
so
mate. Exactly.
Don't fight for them.
Yeah, be a jack of all and a master of none. Never. That's what I've become like. You know what I mean? Because as it gets harder and harder, what we have to do is create our own industry. We have to recreate our own everything. We have to do it all over again. We have to start white nepotism, where we only employ whites, we only support whites, we only buy food from whites. That's what that kosher thing is all about. Don't if it's kosher, it's not for you. If it's halal, it's not for you. I mean, you know what I mean?
If it's your own language or what. I mean, I moved in England, didn't speak English, didn't have any basic trade on the building site, and even so, I mean, in 8 years, fucking did well.
Yeah, because this is the beautiful thing that they train our boys. Yeah, what I was taught. I don't know if this is the same in state school and everything, because I had better opportunities than that. But they train all the boys to want office jobs. They convince the lads. The last thing you want to do is be on the building. What do you want to be on a building site all your life? But, mate, when I started working on the building sites and that's when I met proper men, that fucking hard working proper family men, and I was old like school. Oh fucking hell, these are geezers. I want to be like these men. Yeah. It stopped me from wanting to do drugs. It stopped me from I learned the sense of, if I don't turn up to work, my mate's going to have to work harder, or my mate who's driving the machine ain't going to be able to drive the machine because he needs a second man. You know what I mean? You learn, if there's one place where you're going to learn the power of unity and working together, it's on the building site. Oh, we just lost him. Okay, I'm going to call him back now. Anyway, yeah, I was lecturing anyway. We'll put him back in, and he can. But that's what he's talking about. He's talking about like you. It's down to you to decide whether you're going to be a Zogbot in any way. I'm going to call you now, Pepe.
Yep, sorry, I've lost you. Don't know why.
No, it's just one of those things. It's the internet, mate. You know what I mean? I'm running on the worst niggerish Wi-Fi in the world. It's not white-fi. I tell you that. If it was white-fi, fucking, it would be free in that, like to white men. Anyway, you were saying like that this is the illusion of the white man, especially the white women have been trained to look at niggers like they are infants. The white women have been trained to look at niggers in one way, like treat them like they're infants and they're feelings matter, and at the same time they've hypersexualized our white women into being attracted to these niggers at the same time. It's insane. So I've got on the screen, who's this bird? What's this bird? Like, was she?
Oh, she's a fucking lefty. I mean,
right. Oh, so she's the one saying it's the far right when it was the Gippo, the fucking Kalergi monster that stabbed up the Muzzy.
She doesn't watch shite anywhere.
Yeah. Right. So, what else have we got here? It says here, the Jewish brown pivot as well. Whites die every day in the indifference of these Jews who control the state apparatus. But it's the big number. And then there's something in French here. It remains that nobody knows exactly what it is, nor why these Bosnian and Milan immigrants kill each other in Gard. So let's go back to the essential. They are invaders and they must clear out of Europe. And then there's a march here. Marche Blanche. Poor Akubar.
So what's Blanche. That? White march.
Yeah.
For black cunt. That's a joke.
No.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I didn't write the article. I mean that. Yeah.
No,
you're fucking no. Sense of humor.
Yeah, well, no, this is a white power show. Yeah. And technically, the kids should be getting homeschooled, and this is for, if anything, if there are going to be our youth here, this is like a young adults show, really. There is adult themes and adult language that you have to be fully qualified to be able to say fuck these niggers, not in front of your parents, please, children. Anyway, it's just a matter of respect. Wait until you're 21 before you. I didn't swear in front of my mother until my 40s. Do you know, can you imagine that? I didn't say a single swear in front of my mum until I was like well past 40.
Well, I did a long time ago. Might be why they are not talking to me anymore. No, just a guess.
So they got white folks marching on the street to protect the nigger who was stabbed by another nigger. Because basically they're all niggers, aren't they? If they ain't white, they're niggers. But the thing is, this is where Pepe. Hold on, I'm going to put myself on the screen. Yeah, this is where I get. Oh, I am on the screen. Oh, I didn't even know I was on the screen. This is where, because national socialism, ethno-nationalism is what is the key to the future of this earth, yeah? So, like, I mean, we are like, nigger, fucking niggers, fucking package, you know what I mean? But we do have to be a little bit more, and right now it's like, fuck off niggers in it, like, you know what I mean? But I've got samples from Idi Amin. There are niggers who are not anti-white, who are like, fuck it, you know what I mean? So they do have their place, and this is where I find myself. I'm on this fucking parapet of like, okay, we all hate niggers, but then it's like, I'm from Rhodesia, mate, like, fucking, I've seen the unity where that can happen through that ethno-nationalism, through a nationalist thing. So it's a weird one.
I won't hate them if they are in their fucking country, but on a white land, shut the fuck up and bug off. You've got no business here.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do your tricky thing in your own fucking land.
Yeah,
not in mine.
Because that's what they say to us, isn't it? That's what they say. They say, fuck off, white man. This is our country. We ain't doing what we fucking say. So, like, that's what we have, that right. We have a stronger right to say that, because guess what? We turned up. We gave them a system that they could fucking work with, yeah? Because it's a fucking basic normal system, like the fucking live and let live and fucking help each other out. And the niggas are like, no, fuck off, yeah? And now look at them. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, you're coming from a broken country. You've got no, you're a guest. You're a fucking guest. Yeah. And we get to say when you get to fuck off. And we're getting this rhetoric more and more.
If we were old school, Drea, if we were old school, I mean, you're having a mate, is a guest around yours, right? When it starts to be kind of going OTT and why not? That's your fucking house. That's your roof. You said, just bug off.
Yeah, mate. Fucking hell, when I used to get drunk and that, yeah, and I used to get out of order, I've been kicked out of place, I've been kicked out of my mate's houses and that, like, fucking, Driller, fuck off, mate. Like, you know what I mean? We don't like you when you come around like that. You know what I mean? I've been, this is the thing. A lot of people don't comprehend that, we've all been, the majority of us, if you're as old as me, 796, yeah, you will have been at some stage in your life, you will have been that degenerate, you will have been that alcoholic, you may have been that fucking junkie, you know what I mean? And if you've managed to struggle and step out of that and become better at it, this is why I've got a big heart, I'm a big hearted twat. I try to get it made out of stone, but nobody will do it properly. It keeps coming back a bit soft. But, the thing is, this is why I can see where people are coming from and that, because I've been that man, I've been that retard, I've been that, you know what I mean? So it's like, fucking, this is where you've done, this is what our whole conversation is for those of us, those who may be watching, who may be younger, who are like, oh no, I'm struggling, like, you know what I mean? Me and Pepe, we've been there, mate, yeah? And we got better over it. So don't worry, it's just a passing stage, it's a passing phase, one of those Jewish bad days, mate. You know what I mean? No more Pink Floyd, though. Anyway, so is there anything else on this article? No, there's nothing else in this article.
That's about it. I mean, that's just to show how fucking Zug is just blaming white lads every time.
An invader stabbed up a nigger in a mosque, and the French are like, these white folks are a bunch of racist bastards. Shut the fuck up, Froggy. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is the reason why we don't have the women in charge anymore. Café
I mean,
Olay.
We could do... Yeah, Donald Trump, we could do it, but...
I know what I'm like, and that's quite white.
Hold on a second. We just had the retarded squirrel just turn up. And started hitting all the fucking samples. Squirrel, you're a fucking retard, mate. And I tell you what, you might be fat, but there is a rope out there big enough for you, you fat twat. Anyway, carry on, Pepe.
What fucking squirrel is doing? I've thought you fucking bombed him.
No,
all of us did.
Yeah, no, he knows how to get onto the soundboard, and he comes along and just hits every single button because He doesn't know what it's like to be a white man. He's never had a father. He was raised by a woman who loved niggers, but hated him, was ashamed of his pointy head, because he is the human version of Patrick the Starfish, but nowhere near as intelligent. He thinks he's autodidactic, which he thinks he's self-taught. Self-taught what? A self-taught twat, mate. He's a communist cunt. He's a squirrel. He loves the squirrel, but he loves the grey squirrel, and that's an invader, because he's a fucking communist cunt, and that's why we all point at squirrel and laugh, even though he made this for me. He gave me this, yeah? But the thing is, I was once... This is very good, because I was once squirrel. I was once that twat. I was once that twat who was like, I don't like what you're saying. Oh no, somebody said something about you that I've not even investigated, but I want to stand under that, and I'm going to go and cause you problems because I've been that dickhead. I've been emotionally stunted. They want us emotionally stunted. They want us acting like children online all the fucking time, getting over emotional and everything like that. That's why I kicked off when people were like, what the fuck, Orange Man? Fuck these proddy bastards. And I was like, no, calm down. They want you acting like that. They want us kicking off like that. Yeah? But what, it's down to us to go, this is bollocks, fuck off, yeah? And then get organised, get chatting and continue the conversation and do it in private, get networking and start the Uber underground for the white fucking race, mate. But anyway, so I think we've done that article, mate. Give us a tune. What tune do you want?
Well, let Einsatz choose it. I mean, he's got the fucking whip.
Einsatzgruppen, okay, is it you? I can't see the chat. Where's the chat?
He's got the whip. I can't go against him.
Oh, I muted it. I muted harmonica time. No, I can't do the harmonica. I won't do the harmonica singing whilst I've got our bass mate Sir Pepe in the chat. I tell you what. Well, I shall. How about this? How about this then? A bit of fascist flow.
Josef Mengler, when he saw it, he took me to experiments. Then. I saw the Jewish tortured. I saw everything. I saw soap made from the people. I saw lampshades. I saw it all. And there are gas stoves. I saw it.
Yeah. Sounds kind of beautiful, doesn't it? Fair warning. I'm about to crap all over it. Okay, now you already know that Zyklon is about to flow all day. I curb stomp lesbians and gays, decapitate and throw away. My team also stomp darkies, though, cause we about whites only. Yo, don't act like it's your country, ho. It's not your land, you best go home. When I gas those Semites all day long, got a shower full of Hebrews and Krayshans, and you know they gone. So from my Kim Jong, make them all watch while I eat filet mignon. You can find me back at the camp, lights checking, making nice shades for the lampskin Juden. Yes, I'm the undisputed champ, and I will swim the tramp. And a nigga love a much shark violence. Burka now with that stall helm on, dress bound, making white babies all night long. Burn Zion down into the show us song. Wood fired oven on till they all are gone. Dig out until the very end. I will never let them win. No, like a Bob are also a problem. They keep on flooding in. Expulsion, what you know about that? In a Panzer tank, I'll make them flat while I murk these tracks with a fascist trap. I'm a Keppel and a Polo and I'm in chime black. You know I do, you know I do. It's a 85 IQs and you know they're stupid. With a rope for the Pope, with a Berg, making soap melt. Heaps and acid, watch it turn to fluid. Step high like geese, it's another show up. I'm a SS fiend, drink scotch and soda. When I drop Z pellets in the camp is over. If you want to find out, come close and show you. Now I make lampshades easy, dude, from tattoos that sneeze. That's true. And you know that swindlers are always nappy-headed, greasy Jews. Nazi baked that Jewish dough. Uber Nazi gas that Jewish show. Better than the Holocaust. Asphyxiating gaseous flow. That Third Reich raw concentration camp cold. Now we're flattening kikes in a Panzer tank low. That's that fascist flow. Nazi baked that Jewish dough. Uber Nazi gas that Jewish show. Better than the Holocaust. Asphyxiating gaseous flow. That Auschwitz sick, Zyklon chamber type shit. Gassing into bitches all riddled with ticks. That's that fascist flow. Burka thoughts, you know that B.I. gassing juice since I was knee high. Now I'm grown up and still gassing. Foul lines buzzing like a beehive. Shout out to my people, 88 to Uncle A. I got knowledge in Germany, but now dump wetbacks in the bay. Through lives we mock, got the Reich unlocked. Postered on my side is a 10 mil Glock. No jewelry like 30s crowds. ZB seeping out faucet spouts. Screams get so loud, I need to shut their mouths. Time is now to end this now. Still breathing, I beat him like a title bout. Till new heaps arrive on the Reich spawn route. Oy vey, he's so fashy. Oy vey, he's so Nazi. I empty cans of ZB just to keep the chambers gassy. I do it how I do it, Chini, pumping your ass.
And I'll pull out your intestines, yank you straight out your gas hole. Don't you know?
My crew is down to fight. Merciless, they can go all night. They will come rope that and your nigga brat. Read Siege and Adobe Acrobat. My comrades caught some oven magnets plotting a coup. So we dropped some pellets until the building turned blue. Nazi baked that Jewish dough. Huberti gas that Jewish show. Better than the Holocaust. Asphyxiating gaseous flow. That Third Reich raw concentration camp cold. Now we're flattening kikes in a Panzer tank low. That's that fascist flow. Nazi baked that Jewish dough. Huberti gas that Jewish show. Better than the Holocaust. Asphyxiating gaseous flow. That Auschwitz sick Zyklon chamber type shit. Gassing Yenta bitches all riddled with ticks. That's that fascist flow. You nobodies are piling up too many too. Fit in a truck, we send a gang of bagels to the roller coaster, load the schmucks. Bon voyages is the last journey that you'll be going on. Final solution, we won't stop, not even for the break of dawn. Like Mangala, I grant wishes for white people from sea to sea. Provide a brighter future, as if I was a Nazi genie. This land is ours, don't wait or lag. Raise your right hand, salute the flag. Procrastination equals death against these Jewish Marxist fags. Nazi bakes that Jewish dough. Uber Nazi gas that Jewish show. Better than the Holocaust. Cause asphyxiating gaseous flow. That Third Reich raw concentration camp cold. Now we're flattening kikes in a Panzer tank low. That's that fascist flow. Nazi bakes that Jewish dough. Huberti gas that Jewish show. Better than the Holocaust. Asphyxiating gaseous flow. That Auschwitz sick Zyklon chamber type shit. Gassing Yenta bitches all riddled with ticks. That's that fascist flow.
Somebody needs to fucking remix this into a pumping Nazi nightclub track.
Your father's died, so you may live. We can't forget and we won't forgive. Now I must go, do you hear the drums? Prevail, whatever comes. Don't worry, child.
Never lose courage. hope.
The video features the Weimar turning into the Natsok. Beautiful video, massively powerful tune. It always makes me want to go, you know what I mean? Club remix there. Yeah, it needs. I do usually play it faster. I like it like this. I'll be with you in a minute, Pepe. I'll just re-brilling because it can be quite a fucking emotional one, that is. So let's put it at fucking 1, 2, 5 and play again just to get it. Boom, 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 boom. This is better. And we're back in the room. A little bit of, we had to reel that up a bit because it's not about feeling bad. It's not about what we've lost. It's all about what we're going to get. It's all about what we're going to get. Ain't that right, Pepe?
Yeah, I'm back on.
So anyway, he missed what I was saying because I was muted. So where are we going with this?
You're not always muted, because when you are playing the song, only are you saying thank you, and also you're not always muted.
All right, sound. No. I thought I was. Yeah. Not always.
But I didn't say none.
No, old Einsatz, he's feeling it right now. Like he's a big-hearted bastard, aren't you, mate? Massive respect to Einsatz. Like, great choice of music there. Nice one for chucking it out to the crew there, Pepe. That's what it's about there. It's unity at every opportunity, isn't it, mate? Isn't it? So so we got rid of that one. So, so what's next? So we did that one. Wow. So the next one will be Valdemar, about the Guinean man. Do you want to do that one? Or?
Well, we could, but that's kind of a black pill. And do we really need that?
No, don't need that one. No.
You know what I mean? I just chuck you in the chat the other link, you know, which is not better, obviously, because that's fucking French.
Yeah, I've got that one up. I've got that one already. Yeah, I've got that one up already. We'll have a look at that one now then. That's...
Say that.
A Jewish
fucking lefties, cunts, yeah. Bringing pills in Poland.
Yeah, taking the right. Okay, so what we have here is a report talking about the Jewish Aubrey. Is that his surname? Shishi Potish? Is that his surname? Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, mate. How do you say that in French then?
No, we don't.
You don't. We don't say that in French.
Just whistle on her. It's a fucking dog.
Neon Nazi. Maximum Brill Energy.
Have you seen the state of the birds? I mean...
Is this her?
For God's sake.
Alors là, on est à Berlin.
Because you know I've got a delay and all, but if you start scrolling down, you will see a fucking dark hair thingy.
Sorry, I started
that
playing.
That just looked like so disgusting, fucking kike.
Look at it. What is that? That's a potato-shaped face. Hello. Just
yeah, I wouldn't touch her with a fucking barge pole.
Pomme de terre visage. Pomme de terre. Sorry, I'm mixing up my French with other languages here. Pomme de terre visage. The face is that Mrs. Potato Head?
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah, might not be far off, but have you seen the state of that?
Oh, I mean,
I've done stupid things when I was young. I mean, staying on the pub late and why not, but I never bring back this kind of stuff.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, there's vicious rumours going around, yeah? I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, yeah? I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but I have never, ever gone with a monkey. I've never been with a paki or monkey. I've only ever been with white women. And, like, fucking, I can count them on both hands, like, the amount of women I've been with is very, very, very few. And people just don't seem to realise that. I'm a serial monogamist, and now that no, they're all crazy. I don't want to go anywhere near them. But speaking of crazy bitches, so what's she doing? What is this crazy Jew doing then?
Well, they're bringing some, you know, the next day pill.
You know, the abortion pill.
Some women are behaving like fucking slut.
Yeah, because the only good woman is one
instead of being with one man.
Sorry, I do apologize.
So that's what they are. No, that's me. And that's what they are doing. They are bringing some fucking next day pill to Poland.
Kill your babies, white women. Kill your babies.
Yeah?
Open your legs. Why are you being so horrible? Don't you got to be nice and open your legs, white women. Don't worry. Sex is fun. Don't you want to have fun, white women? Don't you want to live a free life? Well, yeah, kill your babies. One pill. I tell you what, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking, there is a list. There's a list of all of these people, yeah, who've done all of this. It's satanic to even consider that a woman can choose to kill their baby. It's infanticide. No, not fucking having it.
Yeah, but have you seen how sad it fucking is? I mean, they're all crying when fucking niggers got stabbed, and why not? But even so, they are fucking killing their babies. I mean, that's wrong.
Yeah. This is the definition of the clown world that we're in. Like, yeah, they're like, save the niggers. Well, no, there might be, whatever you do, don't let the niggers in the boats drown in the channel coming across from France to England, because they have value. But also at the same time, don't forget to kill your baby. Because, like, the last thing you want to do is you want to be a strong, independent woman, and children ruin your life. You have no fun with children. I tell you what, the most depressed women I've ever met, are ones who didn't have the children, or ones who chose to be single parent families, and then their children have grown up and they've fucked off, and then they've got no purpose. They've got no purpose. Yeah,
be honest, they didn't choose. They were too fucking dumb and daft to keep a man.
Well, it's all conditioning, it's all programming, and this is, the woman is retarded, like, you know what I mean? That's why we are, they've removed us as protectorate. Because what a woman wants is a man to go, right, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it, and don't worry, because I've got this. Yeah, that's what a woman wants. And then a woman would just go, right, sound, as long as I keep this one fed, and I'll just do this. A woman doesn't want to go out to fucking work every day. A woman, the women who I've met who've got kids, more kids than anything, are the happiest women I've ever met, actually.
Like, I do agree, Drea, but
they've also got men. They've also got men. Yeah.
That worked out that with the Second World War, they try to push women to go out working. Basically, they become fucking, sorry if they're ladies in the chat, but you become fucking bitches for your boss.
Yeah.
Instead of being a white woman taking care of your family and your man and your house, which isn't a silly
which they
job.
Want that's to do, fucking, which women actually want to do.
That's a fucking job. I mean, I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah, I mean, when you've worked...
This woman.
Yeah, exactly, because like, you've got to see it like this, yeah? When you finish that job, yeah? When you're out to retirement, yeah? You, if you're lucky, you'll be given a watch or something. They might have a party for you if you're in one of those environments. But usually, you finish your factory job, you might go for a drink afterwards, and that's it. Yeah, and you didn't have the kids or whatever. Yeah, and then all you've got is your memories. Yeah, whereas if you'd have stayed at home, if you'd have found a man and fucking supported him while he supported you and provided for you, in your old age, you will see your memories walking around as young adults. You will have, and you will see what you actually created through your whole life walking around as your children, your grandchildren, everything like that. You will feel so fulfilled. You won't end up a fucking lunatic man on the internet trying to tell other people not to be a twat like he was, and talking to Frenchmen who did make mistakes, who have fucking had the problems that every single one of us have had, and still to this very day he's like, okay, I've got another opportunity, and that's what he's doing right now. So what have we got to say?
That's true. I mean,
and that's you, Pepe. That's you, mate.
I've got the position of a woman. I mean, since I'm disabled, that's 5 years now. So I'm taking care of my house, my garden, Dougal, wife and daughter, and I'm fucking happy as fuck about the fact that I can't work anymore, which is a fucking pain in the neck. That's a different matter. But at least I'm there for my daughter every fucking time. So that's on.
Beautiful, beautiful. So this article goes on to say, and that's what it's about. That's white WFP. And people say white fucking power. I tell you, what's more powerful is
white family pride
all day, every day. White family pride. They're terrified of you of having it. They're terrified of you installing that in your children in such a way that they grow up to be the most decent, good people who are not nice at all.
Going back to what we were taught when we were kids.
Which is?
Basic. I mean, respect your wife, your kids, be a fucking man, have a spine, don't be shy, say what you fucking like. Yes. And stand your ground.
Don't be nice.
That's all it's about. And they're going to call you what? Racist, anti-Semite, and why not? Yeah, and so what?
Is that it?
You've got nothing beyond that.
Yeah, you've got words. You've got fucking words, and a crew of people the only reason why any of these people are doing anything and doing the bidding of all of these twats is because they've got them by the purse strings, and they're probably holding something over their heads, mate. Yeah, but the noticing is coming. That there are more and more people across all the races, who are turning around and going, this really is fucked up shit. You know what I mean? And I feel good about it. I really feel good that people will.
I mean, that article seems kind of depressing, and why not? But however, what I like about that one, that you've got a bit of history.
Right.
You know, when you will scroll down a bit, you will have the map of USSR and why not.
Oh, right, okay.
Bolshevik revolution. And guess who legalized fucking abortion?
The Soviets.
The kikes.
The kikes.
Fucking Russian. Look at what they fucking did.
Yeah. It was the Jews. When I say Soviets, I mean Jews. Yeah, the white Christians. It was like, yeah. You know what you want, white Christian woman? You don't want children. You don't want that. It's so difficult. Have you heard how painful? Have you heard how painful birth is? Yeah, they're like that. You're gonna have some kind of problem. You don't want. You gotta squeeze that baby through there. It's so painful. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, we got a pill for it. God, it's just a little pill. Yeah, you fucking bastards, mate. Fucking bastards.
There's that. And there's the fact is they push our fucking white kids, I mean, mainly women. To just being fucking trainees and dress as sluts and all.
Yep.
And suddenly, when they realize, oh, we're 35, we're 40. Oh, couldn't you tell me why no fucking white man wants me? Because you're fucking slut.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have you on the second end. I mean, even for my car, I've got more standards.
Right. So I'm just reading this article here, and it says, so in Poland, abortion is punishable by a... If you do abortion in Poland, so today in Poland... it's illegal. Abortion is illegal, but no law punishes women who perform their own abortion with pills ordered online. The insubordinate elected Matilda Panot and Manon Aubry, they brought this on Tuesday, the 29th of April, to Poland. They went to Poland with abortion pills, and the next day,
So
these are two Jews, and they are members. They're in public office in France, are they?
Yeah, the party of left wing.
Right, so they actually hold public.
We'll send niggers, you know.
I get that. But what are they like MPs in France? Is that what they are? Are they like an MP? Members of parliament. They're members of
more
French
or less,
parliament.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got these two Jewish yentas. We got these two yentas who are smuggling abortion pills into Poland. Yeah. And then they celebrated it. They actually they made it public on the 29th of April. And the next day they went to support activists of this Catholic country. Yeah. So this harks back to what I showed at the beginning of the very beginning. Of the stream, and well, not the very beginning. There's a lot of music, but when I showed that Paddy Geezer, I said, look, I'm a Protestant. I've got a Catholic to help me build the base for this spire that I'm inviting everybody, no matter whether you're Protestant or Catholic or atheist. Like, yeah, well, there's going to be vetting. I don't know. I'm not going. I just probably cause them problems. But Poland is proper based Catholic, not Jesuit Catholic, yeah? Because Jesuit Catholic, they're like, yeah, well, abortion's all right, kind of, if you do it in the right way, as long as it's white. If you bought niggers, that's out of order. That's the Jesuit Catholicism. But in Poland, it's still illegal. This is what, remember, what they're doing, so Ireland, it was illegal to have abortions in Ireland all the way through the 90s, yeah, all the way up to the 90s. And then there was this Jewish media campaign about a girl who was allegedly pregnant by a rapist. And they campaigned for her. They had to change the law, but because she was looking at if she left the country to have an abortion, when she went back she'd be looking at prison. And they changed. They campaigned. The whole of the British news media, every single red top, every single paper, for years was talking about the horrific fact that Catholic Ireland wouldn't allow people to have abortions because of rape. But what about rape? What about rape? Just like the same model that they fucking give us today. But what about the one tranny that wants to use the man's bathroom?
Just one.
Yeah, carry on. Sorry, mate. I'm lecturing. I do apologize.
No. That's fucking fun. But you know, that's why they came up with the abortion and talking about rape. I mean, I know that ain't funny, and I'm not going to take the mickey about it. But however, for the abortion and the rape, stands about 2 or 3%.
Yeah, it's not even that, mate. It wasn't even that, especially in the 90s.
The
yeah, this
abortion,
is
abortion. That's just bollocks. That's just because they are fucking slut.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, like, but we all, what we have to remember is the Jew is in charge of all the information, yeah? The Jew is in charge of all the information, and the Jew would have everyone believe that there are millions of abortions normal. I don't think it is as normal as the Jew would have us believe, yeah? I think there's more miscarriages due to the vaccine poisoning of the girls than anything else. But it's the normalization. This is what we're talking, what I'm talking about is, like, they normalized it. They had a massive campaign. Oh, this is a forewarning. This is my pattern recognition with skills. I recognized that there was a pattern of them demonizing the Catholic government, for want of a better phrase, in Southern Ireland, because you couldn't have abortion because of, but what about rape? It's always, what about rape? Yeah, I don't know what the campaign, I was just reminded of that whole situation. So now fast forward to 2025. So how long has abortion pills been allowed in Ireland? What, 25 years now? And look at the state of fucking Ireland. Yeah, they're also on top of that, they've probably been, the vaccine program's gone right up. They've got all these vaccines specifically for girls. They're like, oh, what about cervical fucking warts? What about this cervical cancer? It's not even a virus. You can't have a vaccine for a cervical cancer. What causes cervical cancer is the vaccine that was injected into you when you were a defenseless fucking baby. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, mate.
No, that's all right. You can't see me, but I fucking raised my hand because I did have a question in it. But you see, in France, you had the pill, and not abortion pill, and why not? Was made legal, I think that was 1967. I mean, and that was all made up by Jews again. I mean, same, you know, for the divorce, you know.
Yeah, mate, I've been thinking, party, yeah.
Men and women are agreed. That was in 75. They just destroyed our fucking family. And what fucking gets me, I mean, no disrespect, but women can't see that. Or they don't want to see, they're fucking killing their femininity over all of these laws. They are not women anymore.
Yeah, well, they're programmed and conditioned by the glossy, they used to call them the glossy mags, like fucking, this is the, actually, when I think about, like, how did they even, can you imagine the monstrosities that were created from when they came to, is there a chemical that we can get women to take that will stop a baby forming or to stop them getting pregnant? Can you imagine, how did they even do these experiments, mate? There's this whole Jewish propaganda machine that tells us, oh, it was done with Petri dishes and that. No, mate. No, the shit that we're hearing about fucking Epstein and all of that and the baby factories, my fucking God, the abortion pills or vaccines have got aborted babies in them, mate. And I'm like, fucking, how did they even do any, how did they get from, we need to come up with something to fucking stop women having babies and also an abortion pill. Yeah. There's no lawful science behind, like, okay, what we're going to do. They'll be like, we did it with rats. You fuck off, mate. They were doing it to people, mate. So the satanic nature of the pill itself, the satanic nature of the abortion pill in itself, there must have been some really evil, dirty shit that was fucking being done. Monstrous babies that came out that weren't quite aborted, yeah? They still lived through the whole... the more I think about it, the more horrific... Fed post redacted. You know what I mean? Sorry. I fucking hate abortion. I hate the fact that...
I fucking get it.
We've all had our hands in it.
If you see how it's fucking made, I mean, that's horrendous. I mean, breaking the fucking little skull of that baby coming. I mean... just make to throw up. But, you know, for all of that, I mean, one of the next Thursday to cheer your crew up, we can talk also about, you know, organs and all the law. And they will see that in France, you know, when you're willing to give your organs, no matter what, that's going straight first to Israel.
Yeah, but oh yeah, yeah. Like Israel's.
I am fucking kidding.
Yeah, no, that's across the fucking every white nation. Even if they, whether they want to accept it or not, like, yeah, the abortion industry is all about fucking cannibalism and weird experiments. Yeah, and also keeping and also it's all about the destruction of the nuclear family. It's all of that. But I've just scrolled down on this article, mate. I've just scrolled down on this article. We were getting all nigger pilled. We were getting all nigger pilled. Cause like, I didn't read the whole of this article. But actually, here's the white pill. Here's the solution. Yeah. Here's the solution. It tells us all about how the legalization of killing babies or stopping babies or destroying the female reproductive system was made legal in January the 17th, 1975. And from the outset, National Socialist Germany understood the existence and threat posed by abortion. An extension of feminism itself is a byproduct of cultural Marxism. Once the National Socialist Revolution was victorious in Germany, the Reich led a vast vitalist policy embracing all aspects of German life. Under Weimar, democratic Germany was a vast cemetery before January the 30th, 1933. No less than 1 million abortions were practiced in Germany. There were, however, a few excuses that our trails cannot avail themselves of. Misery and mass unemployment. And a Germany bled to the white by Jewish finance, a frightful and dominant culture of Marxist essence. This figure was reduced to 200,000 from 1933 to 1938, only after 5 years of National Socialist governance. It was still too much. But without the war provoked by the Jews, abortions would have been close to zero in New Germany. And we have this beautiful propaganda image of the white man and the white woman, the white family, the German family, all smiling. The beauty, the essence of the white German family. This image just is full. Is what? What is it?
Maximum Vril energy.
That's white exactly what it is. Yeah, it's maximum.
White family pride.
White family pride. Look at that, yeah? So it goes on to say, the article goes on to say, the central office of the Reich for the fight against homosexuality and abortion, called Reichszentrale zur Bekämpfung der Homosexualität und der Abtreibung. That's a horrible word. Sounds like abortion. Abtreibung. Or it could be Abtreibung. No, I reckon it's Abtreibung. Sorry. Put your fucking Joe Nazis on. Don't be such a fucking stubborn bastard. Okay, don't talk to me like that. Sorry, I forgot. Don't talk to yourself in front of Pepe. He'll think you're mad. Anyway, so it says here...
Nah, you're all right. I can't even speak English anyway, so that's fine. Can go with German.
So, yeah, it's Abtreibung. Abtreibung. I'll start again. The Central Office of the Reich for the Fight Against Homosexuality and Abortion was created in 1936 by decree of Heinrich Himmler, Reichsfuhrer SS. Its mission was to collect data on fags and women performing abortions, coordinate repression, and strengthen the Third Reich's natalist policies. The position that the association of the homosexuality and the abortion in the same department within the Ministry of the Interior demonstrates the The inferior, sorry, I'll read that again. Google's not doing well on this. The association of homosexuality and abortion in the same department within the Ministry of the Interior demonstrates the great wisdom of the National Socialist Government. Both phenomena were the expression of a sterile sexual deviance, posing a threat to the health of the people and its perpetuation, including vaccines, I just need to add. The director of the Central Office of the Reich for the Fight Against Homosexuality and Abortion was the SS officer Josef Meisinger, author in the 1940 of a strategic document entitled Die Bekämpfung der Abtreibung als politische Aufgabe, the fight against a political task against abortion. Meisinger presents the abortion not as a moral issue or individual freedom, but as a major public health and political issue. Failing exclusive under the state, exclusively under the state, therefore national sovereignty, an act of sabotage against the population growth and racial survival of Germany. Now I need to. So I had a friend 2 years ago whose daughter fell pregnant, and my friend told me, "Oh, my daughter's pregnant." I was like, "Oh, brilliant, amazing! I'm so happy for you."
Just one thing. Just because you do speak English,
yeah,
you got pregnant, but you fell ill. Would you mind to be fucking polite? Being pregnant isn't a disease.
You're right. I'm just using that Jew-tarded phrases. I'm not getting whipped because of that fucking. But he's whipping me with words. He's like, this is what we do, chat. This is what we do. We pull each other up when we're saying fuck-tarded things. No. So she was blessed with pregnancy, and I was like, oh, fucking brilliant. More white babies. She's not a tart, she wasn't a whore, she's in a long-term relationship. But she, so I celebrated, I was like, oh, this is really good news. But the tradition in my particular part of the subculture of white races, you don't make public the pregnancy for the first 3 months, just in case, yeah? It's kind of like, you just don't do that. So it was coming to the end of the first 2 months. And then I was speaking to my mate, and my mate was like, oh, they've decided they can't keep it. They've decided that they can't afford to have a baby. They can't afford this. All of the lies, all of that conditioning, which this article is going against. But so these I know soundboard's off. I'll switch it back on after we've had this conversation. Don't worry, Einsatz. Fast forward a year. She sadly offered her child to Moloch, because that's what abortion is. When you go and actually have an abortion, you are sacrificing your child to Moloch. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how anybody sees it. That's how I see it. That is my opinion. Yeah. So she went and did that, and may God forgive her. May God forgive her, because now. She is a proud mother. So God wanted her to have that baby, and she couldn't do it again. She couldn't be. She didn't want to do it in the first place. She should never. No woman should be able to choose. No, it just happens, mate. You don't get to plan. God decides when your baby's born, not you. And if you're lucky enough to be blessed with pregnancy, make sure that whoever made that baby, who helped you create that baby, is going to fucking be there. You fucking marry him. You fucking work hard at it. You fucking work hard at it. Yeah? But like, when I rule the world, Pepe, when I rule the world, I'm going to get back to this article, and then you can, then I'll pull you back in, mate. Yeah? So the director of the...
When you rule the world, you will take away my fucking shortness. For bollocks to that.
I'll take
you. Still driving.
Yeah, no, mate. We'll have a six-wheeled short bus.
You won't stop me.
We'll have a six-wheeled short bus. You know what I mean? And you'll be forced to drive it. You'll be forced to go and pick up all the retards. they'll all be wearing Patrick the Starfish fucking star badges. Ink in that. Wow. You know what I mean? We'll call them the squirrels. You and Einsatz will be driving the bus. Einsatz will be there with the whip. You fucking squirrel bastards. We'll turn you based one day or another, one way or another.
Yeah, and Norseman will lure them with his fucking accent.
We'll get them. Because they'll just laugh at his accent and then he'll be like, what are you fucking laughing at? What are you laughing about? What are you doing? What are you laughing about? Teaching them how to do. Fucking, I'll break your neck with the dag and all of that. So the measures taken by the Ministry of the Interior and by the Gestapo, on which the Central Office depended, were particularly effective. Central Office used mobile squads to collect information and make arrests of individuals participating in this biological sabotage. Penalties for abortion included imprisonment, forced labour, and even the death penalty in serious cases. Doctors and midwives performing abortions were particularly targeted. So we have a beautiful image here of those heroes of the Reich. There they are, the fighters the Vienna Gestapo. I've got a tune all about Vienna. We'll play that after this. The fighters of the Vienna Gestapo, a revolutionary formation tasked with saving the German people from international Jewish poison. Yes, mate. Yes. Look at that. You see that image? That image should make you feel full of
maximum vril energy.
Are you feeling?
Nah, that's the full Anglo-Saxon getting fucking ready.
Yes, mate. We're all... Yes, mate. And there's nothing they can do about
us.
That's
some of us.
There's fuck all they can do about it, mate. Unity at every opportunity. That's
white fucking power.
I'm telling you, white man.
Raise your hand in the sky. White pride worldwide.
Yes, mate. Yeah, they can't stop it. They can't stop it. So the repression was not the only approach. If deviant behaviours were ruthlessly suppressed, virtuous behaviours were socially glorified. That's the power. There has to be balance in everything. This is what they don't want you to know. There was a balance. All the Jew will ever do is go, do you know what horrible things they did? They weren't very nice at all. No, they weren't. But no, they were based and hardcore pro-white motherfuckers. Excuse me, mother fascists. They were the fascists of the fash. Oh, mate. But they were like, fash this. Bash this, we're fashing that. Bash them, pick a wall, pick some rope.
At the beginning.
Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, Andrea. No. Sorry to interrupt you like you're fucking rude French comp, but they didn't want to kill them and why not at the beginning. They just wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't even want to kill them. They just wanted to be left
that
alone.
That was my land, fuck off. And that was it.
Exactly. And that's all any of us has ever said, like, you know what I mean? And the thing is, our generation, yeah, were taught that the reason why the white man left Africa, hold on, like, fucking, we're a year apart, yeah, our generation, like, yeah, we were raised with the idea that the reason why the white colonies had to be crushed is because the niggers just wanted to be left alone. Yeah, so if the niggers were allowed to be left alone and look at Africa, fuck them, yeah. Now, and South Africa, the reason why they do, oh, the niggers in South Africa just wanted to be left alone by the white man. So, okay, now is our right to turn around to the rest of the fucking world, especially our governments, and say, look, we just want to be left a fucking alone, mate. We just want to be left alone, yeah. And that's what the National Socialists did. And what your point is, at the beginning of this, they were like, okay, here's some decent rules to follow, yeah. And the Jews were like, oh no, they're gonna have babies and we won't be able to do weird shit to them. No. For example, the German Mother's Honorary Cross rewarded women who waged racial war on their own scale, bronze for 4 to 5 living children, silver for 6 to 7 children, and gold to 8 or more children. That's what you call pure
Maximum Vril Energy.
Yeah, and on top of that, they had tax breaks. Mothers had to be German blood, excluding Jews, and Romani gypsies, etc., and have good morality, and their children had to be healthy, excluding being fucking retards. No disabilities, and no hereditary defects. So if you had up to 8 healthy, strong babies, yeah, that had nought wrong with them, yeah, because they weren't vaccinated, yeah, look at this beautiful, there's such a beautiful image. This is white family pride all day, every fucking day, mate. Look at that. So look, imagine getting a medal. Imagine you could, you poor lonely cat women out there whose kids have fucking grown up and fucked off and now you're all on your own and that, yeah, fucking doing menial jobs that you shouldn't fucking have to do outside of your own home, yeah, and you're struggling and that, yeah. Imagine if you'd have fucking got married and had a kid and you're in your 60s, 70s now, you're just chilling out, you look on the wall. And there's your medals. You've got your medals, and your mum's got. There'll be a whole wall of all those medals. You've got fucking the Waltons. You've literally got a whole fucking army of your own children, grandchildren, fucking your nieces, your nephews. You all live in the same fucking area, mate. Everybody knows each other, and you didn't spend any time fucking struggling, having to deal with fucking niggers or anything like that. You know what I mean? But instead, man, you got your child benefit, you got your free house, you got all of that, yeah. And it was easy. You got to travel the world. You got to do what you fucking liked, yeah. You got your Instagram. You got your ticker. You're on OnlyFans now. You got weirdos getting you to do really weird shit in public, yeah. And you think it's all safe and sound? No, mate. No. You need to fash your life up, mate. Look at this. Look at this beautiful family. Look, she's got her medal. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids there, husband and wife. He hasn't even got a medal. The National Socialists is like, mate, really, how much work did you do to have those kids? Come on, really, you had too much of a good time. I know she did too, but anyway, we're not going there. That's very Jewish. Let's move on. Women decorated with the honor of cross of the mothers were given material privileges such as reductions in public transport and priority access to certain services. What have we got? Oh, you're white and you've got kids. You need to shut the fuck up. You need to pay triple the price to get in whilst we let all these niggers come in and live for free. It's exactly the opposite. And so what do the niggers get when they turn up? They get given material privileges such as reductions in public. The niggers turn up in this country and the Pakis, especially the Pakis, all the Muslims, they get given material privileges like interest-free loans, yeah, and reductions in public transport, priority across certain services, creating a vertical dynamic that is favourable to the demographic of the non-English, non-French, non-Scottish, non-White, non-Welsh, non-Cornish, non-Irish, non-German, non-French, non-Polish, non-fucking Spanish, non-fucking Dutch, non-Belgian, Flemish, non-fucking Norwegian, non-Swedish, all across all your countries, the nigger gets the material privileges such as reductions in public transport, priority access to the public medical health services, creating a vertical dynamic that was favourable to the demographic struggle of, that is, to the demographic struggle of the nigger in your nation. But I is only a minority. Shut the fuck up, nigger. Get the fuck out. This is what I'm telling you. All of our systems are literally created by the National Socialists of Germany and they are turned upside down. You get benefits if you don't have anything. Yeah, you get more benefits for the least you've done for society, and you get taxed to fuck for the more that you do for society. It's insane, mate. It's insane. So we've got the model. It's not difficult, mate. It's not fucking difficult. Anyway, back to you, Pepe. Sorry for talking over you, mate.
No, that's all right. No bother. Anyway, that's your stream, so I'm merely a guest. But what I was wanted to say, that a couple of days back, was talking in the chat, some lads were asking me what I was thinking about Pétain.
What's Pétain?
Talking about Pétain, you know, the Marshal.
No,
you're still... General, because...
You just said two French words that I don't understand. Maréchal, what's that?
Maréchal, that's a grade, military grade. However,
oh, Marshal. Okay, so yeah. No, yeah, right. So, slow down. So, what were you being asked about?
What I was thinking about him, and no matter what I can think, but
what did he do? Who is it? Who is it? I just still don't know who you're talking about.
He made Kike being illegal, Freemasonry being illegal during the Second World War II.
Right. Okay. So he banned Jews and Freemasonry. Right. Okay.
Yeah, and he puts up fucking Mother's Day. That's because of him that in France we've got fucking Mother's Day, obviously for white French men. So I don't think he was a bad lad. He's been a cunt, though, to Hitler, because Hitler did agree to send back the rest and coffins of the sons of Napoleon, and Pétain didn't turn up for that, which is what I think is a cunt. But overall, for France, he did well.
Right. Oh, so Pétain, Marshal Pétain, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you like he was kind of based, but this is the other thing. This especially so my experience from the retired war and everything, yeah, is like fucking we what we forget is that we're all in Weimar 3.0, yeah, or 2.0. I don't know. It's constant, isn't it? Like the battle is constant whether we know it or not, yeah. And like the Adolf sound, fucking Goebbels was sound, Himmler sound, Goering sound, fucking all the people, but none of them were perfect. None of us are perfect. I don't come from a place of perfection. Well, I came from Rhodesia, which was as close to perfection at that time as you could get, considering, yeah. But I was demonized by the system about Rhodesia. I destroyed myself. I fucking battled my own existence more than anything else in the world, because I took on that conditioning, yeah. I can't remember.
True.
Yeah. My point is. Hold on. But my point is, yeah. We've been raised to really notice amongst ourselves that which we do not like, instead of recognizing that which we do like and raising that up. And that's what you're doing with me, and that's what I'm doing with you, and hopefully that's what we do with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, between you and I, we don't have this kind of problem because we always put white first. It's not about frontiers, borders, and why not. It's about being white. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the main point.
Well, Well, that's why I got involved in the retired war in the first place, because I was like, this ain't white. What the fuck is going on? This isn't very fucking white. This is really niggerish and everything. And it turns out I was right. It wasn't white, was it? Like, you know what I mean?
I know I'm fucking green and I'm a frog, but if I was that much of a cunt, I wouldn't talk to English people. I wouldn't talk to Yanks either. Sorry for Yanks, American brothers.
Septic tanks, mate. Call them what they are. They're fucking septics, mate. You know what I mean? Septic tanks.
Oversized,
overpaid, and over here.
If I was really a cunt, that would be it as a French person. The fact is, we are fucking white.
Yeah, well, sectarianism doesn't help the white race, does it?
So like, just, you know what I mean? Cut down the bullshit. We are fucking white. We're all the same. I mean, all the wars before was on ours. Was fucking cocks.
Yeah, exactly. So every single instigation, the Crimean War, the Russian Revolution, the fucking, the French Revolution. You know what the French Revolution was all about? That was punishment for Louis.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Punishment for Louis fucking kicking the kikes out. So the kikes took it back over. What's the Russian Revolution? The Russian Revolution is all about punishing the Russian race, the Russian Christians, for what fucking the Tsar was doing, kicking out the Jews, yeah? What's going on in Palestine? Palestine is technically punishment for Jesus, mate. Yeah,
but no.
Whatever you do. I'm Northerner. No, that's once again what you're pulling. This is pulling this back in. We didn't script any of this, mate. You didn't know I was going to show that Paddy video. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, you did. I sent it to you last night.
Keep your hands on. Can I put a fucking word or what?
Okay, sorry, mate. I'm fucking. It's the coffee kicking. I tell you what it is, mate. Is I drink instant coffee. I drink instant coffee. You do that weird fucking cafetiere. That fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get coffee. You get cafe. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you need to catch up, mate. You need to drink four more before me.
Yeah. Right. Don't you worry about my fucking coffee pot. Keep fucking drinking it. However, you know, for what you were saying about Louis and all, you know, because they wanted to get rid of the king that badly, one of his cousins that's been the main man to create a French mercenary to chuck him out.
Yeah, because some Jew will have been in that guy's ear. Yeah, because some Jew will have got in his ear, or he'll have gotten indebted. He won't have done it because he didn't like Louis. He'll have done it because somebody had something over him, because that's how it's always done. It's never done. Oh, like fucking. I was thinking about the Nepalese king or the prince of Nepal, in the early 2000s, took a fucking a machine gun to the fucking royal court. And nobody said anything. Next thing you know, Tibet's totally Chinese, and Nepal's like fucking is no longer nationalist. Like, you know what I mean? It's a whole load of shit. But once again, it's just constant fucking subterfuge. And then we're told, no, it was just a royal thing. No, it was just between them. Nothing to do with the people. You know. And next thing you know, communism reigns. It was the 50th birthday of mate. I was listening to the radio yesterday. Get this. Yesterday on the radio on the news, it was like, today is the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. And then the presenter went, oh, actually, we shouldn't really call it that. It was when the Communist Party, the Viet Cong, which we sadly call them, this is the BBC fucking news. We shouldn't call it the fall of Saigon. We should call it the victory of the communist, the North Vietnamese communists. And I was like, you fucking what, mate? You fucking what? They're literally, so the Bolshevik Broadcasting Corporation is going, we are, they like fucking low-key were saying, we're celebrating the win, the communist winning of the communist war in Vietnam. And I was fucking hell, mate.
You see, that's why I fucking love my American brothers and sisters, and I fucking hate kikes, because Vietnam is a fucking good example of what happened. France was there, was called Indochine. We've been kicked off in Dien Bien Phu by the American, giving weapons and all to the fucking gooks. And then they tried to take off the place. Not saying about the Americans, all right? Let's be clear, about the kikes.
Yeah, the kikes running. Yeah.
They got it.
Yeah, it's a black ops campaign.
Yeah, but that's why I haven't got nothing at all against American. I mean, I'm pretty clear about Australian, what happened and why not.
And it's wholesale, it's commercial manslaughter on genocidal scale, mate. Yeah.
Why not? That's for you. Just for the wind-up, you come.
And why not? And pourquoi pas? Pourquoi pas? Yeah, oh, mate, I totally forgot.
Yeah, I know that's this why is, not.
This is
what the fuck I want.
Yeah, exactly, Pepe. See, this is how retarded I am. I totally forgot that Indochina was actually a French colony before it was called Vietnam. So, like, fucking, it's perfectly pertinent for me to even mention it to you today. This is crazy. Yeah, so... once again, just like what happened in Rhodesia, just like what happens in every single one of the colonies that our great nations had, and we can go and just take back, because they're begging for us to go back, by the way. All of the Kaffirs, all of the niggers, all of that, yeah? They want us back. They want us back, yeah? The ones that can still remember that we were there.
No matter what the banter, I mean, I don't care, but we're fucking pretty accurate about history. I mean, we can have a laugh all day long, but when it's done really to proper history, we don't fuck about.
No, we don't. You can't fuck about with it. Like, you know what I mean? The Jew has had too many years of fucking about with it so hard that fucking people believe that fucking Schindler's List is a true story. You know what I mean? They think the Inglorious Bastards is realistic.
You're having a laugh? Talking about sci-fi.
Right. Sci-fi. What should have been, mate? You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, this is another thing. They tell us, like, oh, yeah, but, like, fucking Goebbels was a pervert. But did you know Mussolini, he had his lovers living across the street? Of course you'll say that, won't you, Jew? Of course you'll say that. Oh, yeah, they were all womanizers. They were highly sexed individuals. If they were highly sexed individuals, the Reich would never have happened. If Mussolini was highly sexed, he would. What he created, that beautiful fascist state, when he said anti-Jew Catholicism is the national fucking religion, yeah? Mate, he wasn't shagging away. No, mate. I tell you what, the reason why we've got the state of the world that we're in, hold on. The reason why the world is in the states it is in right now is because all of the world's leaders today are doing exactly what the Jew is telling us, has lied to us about what was going on in Italy's Mussolini's Italy, what was going on in fucking Adolf's Germany, yeah? Or fucking South Africa. They always say they were highly sexed, debauched individuals, yeah? And no, you can't have a high trust functioning society working on such a fucking precision military scale when everybody is debauched like they were in the Weimar. So they're selling us the idea that Weimar worked until the Nazis came along, which is, once again, it's the upside down. Sorry, that, you know what I mean?
No, you're fucking right on that one, but they always invert things. Always make look like white people fucking Davies, and why not? Which is wrong. I mean, it's the Kikes who are fucking poor than all.
Yeah, they own all the, they're the ones who fucking, from day one when they stole Palestine, the Christian, Palestine was Christian, by the way, it wasn't Muslim, this is another thing. Palestine was a Christian state, British mandate Palestine, British, Christian, yeah? Christian mandated Palestine was full of Palestinian Christians. Then there was a massive, they turned around and the Jews managed to get themselves a whole load of guns, and then they spent 6 days running around chasing down people without guns. Yeah? And they created refugee camps, which today are now cities that they are bombing to shit. Yeah? But don't worry, it's only Muslims. No, fuck. Anyway, but this is the eternal cycle. Yeah, this is why we have to keep pointing it out. Sorry?
The lies on that, the lies on all of what happened, I mean, no matter really back in the days or during World War II, can go really far. Do you remember Katyn? Katyn, you had 20,000 Polish officers, army officers.
Oh, the Katyn massacre. The Katyn massacre, yes, mate.
Was the fucking Russian?
It was the Jewish Bolsheviks who did the Katyn massacre, which to this day, they only just started. It was the Polish. The Polish are the ones who were like, you fucking Ruski bastards. Nah. I fucking admit it. And the Ruskies were like, no, oy vey, don't be so anti-Soviet. Yeah. Why would you say such horrible things about us? Oi, niet white man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, look at that. We've got Floods just turned up in the FDJ chat. In 20 minutes, you will have the great honour and pleasure of listening into Flood Wartime Radio. He is available on one of the most based platforms that you can find called FTJ. He'll be live in approximately 17 minutes from now. He's usually quite, he ain't a lazy nigger. He's rarely late unless it's something very important. He's never got an excuse. He's got reasons.
He can be a lot of things, but I mean, fucking Flood isn't a nigger.
He is not a nigger. No, niggers are late and they turn up with excuses.
If
Flood's ever late, it's with good reason. You know what I mean? But if he is late, make sure you get your armbands on, because when the Flood arrives, it can be devastating if you're not ready. Anyway, thank you very much. Look at that. He's on Flood Time Radio. I like that. See, Flood, he's a meme machine and a musical. I can't think of anything to rhyme with that. Anyway, good to see you, Flood. How are you doing, mate?
Busy as fuck, but he's always willing to help you out for everything.
He did me a favour, and I tried singing the song and everything, and I just couldn't get it done. And he's like that. And he still turns up, he's like, oh, fucking Driller, why do you have to be such a nigger? And I'm like, well, I was born in Africa. I was born in Africa, Flood. It's not my fault. Don't call me a nigger.
I can't help myself.
Anyway, so I think it, mate, like we've had a really good chat. We've had a really good chat. Like, fuck it. I think we've sort of that was a roller coaster of emotions this morning's chat. I hope I haven't kept you too long. You're not going to get in trouble with the base birds of your family, are you? For talking to your crazy mate.
No, that's fucking sound. Just hope I'm not such a pain in the neck for my accent and all. But if so, fuck off.
Fuck them, yeah. If they can't understand what you're saying, they'll have to come back next week. The more they listen, the more they'll understand. Get on the replay. Replay Waffen, mate. You know what I mean?
Try learning French. To do the subtitle.
Do the subtitles,
Flood,
yeah.
Help me out. Do the subtitles for fucking Kermit.
Can you imagine him trying to get an LL, a large learning, whatever it's called, like, yeah, I don't know. Can you imagine him getting an LLP to try and do English subtitles from your accent? That would be comedy gold. I bet that's comedy gold. Yeah. Flood's like, no, man, I'm too busy. I'm busy enough as it is, mate. There's a war going on, and I've got to do the fucking radio show. You know what I mean? But this is what I'm talking about. So we have Bastion and all of that fucking late doors in America. I start the early show American style, the mid morning show Europe style, and then for us in Europe, the lunchtime afternoon, which is the hardest part of the day, starts with the fucking Flood, mate. It's an institution. It's an institution in my life, and I appreciate that.
However, we need to be more serious and just straighten up things. When we're talking about articles, we can't go all full blast on everything and be stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I'm trying
nah, to, we need to mate, be more no, professional on that one.
To be, I'm from now on, no more Mr. Clowning. It's just I'm going to do serious conversation and that. Yeah, from now on,
nah,
it's just solemn.
I mean,
no, you're right. No, you're right. What have you got to be happy about, white man?
No,
fuck that. You're right, Pepe. This show is all about what the fuck have you got to be happy about, white man? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Do you know what you've done? You've done fuck all wrong, mate. And that's why Pepe's here, just to remind you of that.
Fuck off. Like, I've done my garden.
He's doing his gardening. He's an old man. I'm talking to you white men. You young white men. You've done fuck all wrong. You're doing well. You're fucking sound, you are, mate. Just make sure that you get out there, mate. Get out there. Because what's essential now, yeah? Oi, young white man, you know what it's time for?
You know what it's time for? It's time to make Jews mad. Get jacked. Get fash. Get active.
Time to make the Jews mad.
Yes, exactly. I just hit the soundboard. You can't hear it because it's on Telegram mutes it. But I just did all of that.
Yeah, so, I don't think.
Have you got any final words before I ask you if the phone does this? You got any final words before you go, mate? Is there a particular tune you want?
Take care, you all. Catch up later. Tune. I will left it to Northman.
Northman,
the
it's your choice.
Left it to Northman.
Right, Northman, what's your choice of music? I've just got to ask you one more question. Hold on a second. This is quite an important question, Pepe.
You have to be serious. Come on.
No. It's quite important because it's a question that I don't know. So you know your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Does it do this? He's going to message me in a minute and go, I don't know what happened. We got cut off. Does your phone do this? It's one of my most fun jokes. That's what I call a prank. That's what I call a great prank. We don't play. We don't play, Pepe. We don't play. Hey, Pepe, you want to play? Oh, sorry. The first time I ever did that one was to my best mate, may he rest in peace, Ian McDonough. Yeah. I was talking to him at like 2 o'clock in the morning and I was like, Mac was, and I was trying to get rid of him on the phone and that he was drunk, like, yeah. I was like, Mac is. He's like, what? I said, does your phone do this? And I hung up, yeah. He was living in his sister's house at the time. His sister, phoned me like 10 minutes later and said, what did you do to my brother? I was like, my wife, and he's been screaming ever since. I said, I asked him, does your phone do this? And did it to her. Fucking hilarious. No, I've been a troll at IRL most of my life. Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, do you want to play? Oi, Pepe, you want to play? We don't play, mate. We don't play.
Hi, wanna play?
Okay, I never much apply there. Anyway, said I only wanted well behaved, but do they think a dozen microphones are just fucking toys? Fuck 'em, turn them to make my stand against what I feel is wrongly misled. Just sit there on their other fed arse, feeding off the sweat of less fortunate class. Having a rock seat. Okay, I never much apply there. Anyway, said I only wanted well behaved, but do they think a dozen microphones are just fucking toys? Fuck 'em, turn them to make my stand against what I feel is strongly misled. Just sit there on their other fed arse, feeding off the sweat of less fortunate class. Back from the rock sleep.
Just sit there.
this will be the last track of the show. If you'd like to make your way over to Flood's show on FTJ, Rumble, Twitter, DLive, and all the other platforms that you may find him, give him a shout from me. Tell him just chucking it on, chucking that baton on, and hopefully we'll start the 24/7 streaming and keep it going forever. Vienna Calling, thank you, Sir Pepe, for a wonderful show. It's a true honour and a privilege to have you as a friend and fellow mentor to all of the other retards who like the stream. Cheers, mate. All power to you. White family pride till the day I die, mate. Till I fucking die. Rewind! To all the FTJ crew, Blood, Captain Slappy, First Fire, Ethno Nationalist Taliesin, Lisa von Deutschland, Modern Viking Scene Kyle, thank you very much for spending some time with me. Thank you very much to Lithuanian Cross, First Fire 508, Pepe, Sir Pepe, thank you once again. Anti-Gov, thank you very much, mate. You can catch him later on today on White Pilled. Thank you very much to all the GTV crew. Thank you very much to White Boy 1488, Mashev 1488, Rosario, Swiftly, Swifty, Swafty, Stormwolf, Triumph 1488, on bonjour, ça va? And Jewish Privilege, Irish Racist, Goy Flyer, Kai, Cosy, Hope, Bear, Waffen, Just Ignore Me, Miss Donna Picked Off, Sir DJ Northman, you'll find he'll be in the Nazi nightclub tomorrow night. And Mr. Uncle Semite, see you later, mate. Old Geek, Sir Sleep No More, Sir Pepe NS. Thank you for sharing your time with me today, guys. See you tomorrow. And I almost forgot, Mr. Bushmaster 6A. Good to see you, mate. I'll catch you later. I'm going over to Floods in a bit. See you in a bit. White Family Pride, mate. White Family Pride all day, every day. Maximum real energy. Let's go. Oh, I'm buzzing. You guys are all right, you are. What do you mean? I've got a full cup of coffee sitting here that I didn't drink. Fucking, I'll have to play another track.
Das das ist unsere Parole. Ja, wir kämpfen gegen Drogen, ja, wir kämpfen oben ohne. Ganze Bande ist am Pumpen, spürst die Testo-Hormone. Und die Weiber flippen aus, WBS-Pheromone. Was für Pride, Mann, von Schutz, Monat geht ein Leben lang, ein Leben lang. Yeah, und du bist täglich und dran, die Zeit ist krank. Doch wir sind bereit für den Kampf, sind die weiße deutsche Jugend mit dem schneidigen Glanz. Dieser Sommer nicht nur heiß, denn wir drehen die Mucke auf. Dieser Sommer, er ist weiß, dieser Sommer, er wird laut. Denn alle meine Jungs vereint sind für mich wie ein Bruder. Bald kommt wieder eine bessere Zeit, wirf die Kali-Yuga.
Deutsche Jungs auf deutschem Boden und kein Ende ist in Sicht. WBS gegen die da oben, Leute, macht die Grenzen dicht.
Europe's nations are united, close the borders, time to fight.
Weiße Buben, heiße Stuten, alle singen unsere Lieder. Lasst uns heute richtig toben, Bässe drücken, linke nieder.
Your life will get better once you realize you don't have to be nice. Nice will get you used, stressed out, and disrespected. I'm not nice. I'm a good person, and there's a difference. You don't have to be nice to be a good person. Being good means being honest, setting boundaries, taking care of yourself, and getting a visit from Santa once a year. All without compromising yourself. Being nice may give you temporary approval, but it'll really earn you respect. Or help you build genuine connection. Honor your truth. You'll never regret it.
Everybody know, rapping, rocking, popping in the street, it's your mic. He rocked the house, and you know what I'm saying. Now when he's on a mic, there will be no delaying, so you better run to see him in your neighborhood. He's rapping, rocking all the way to Hollywood. Hey, check it out, these are the words we say. Yo, scream with us, we need a holiday. We gonna ring a rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Mike and Ding and Sven, we're here to stay.
We gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Hey, check out the new style we just played.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam, right? We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam, right?
I want a holiday. I've screamed a lot. The only thing in school, the only thing I've got. That's where Sparrow stole me. I better stop. That's when hanging on the street. In the street, get show. Ain't about rock. What happened to you? I told them it's my life, and I know what I'm doing. I saw her at school, I thought I'd never stay. Give me 7 weeks again, I need my holiday.
Well, this is my partner with the number one jam. Famous in the Boogie Bronx and Amsterdam. He's the fastest rapper, yo, the name is Micah G. His rap is stronger than the soccer MC. Well, let me show you what my man can do. Rapping, rocking, popping, and the boogaloo too. But anyway, no more delay. Just listen to the beatbox he will play.
Wow, 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 wow famous MCs went all to DJ. I didn't like the schools, so I took another way. You like the mic and G, so I use my voice. As soon as I buy the car, I sing the big Rolls Royce. That's right, my name is Mike and G. I use the Honey Day with the F-I-C. On the street was a party bigger than Hollywood. I grew up in this world, started in the neighborhood.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
I put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Mike and G and Sweat, we're here to stay.
We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Hey, check out the new style we just played.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam, right? We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
And sweat. Well, we got more girls than a school counts then. Making music, rapping, rocking all night long. So point your ears and listen to this song. There's nothing better than a sunny holiday. We're starting June and ends in May. We ain't fooling around with no stupid play. The only thing we need is a holiday. We're gonna ring a rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We're gonna ring a rang-a-dong for a holiday.
Hey, check out the new style we just played. Oh! I can see ya.
But I can hear ya, and you know that.
Yeah.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
Right.
Yeah. We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim.
Get
we go into
get
London
fast.
And New
get
York City,
active.
And we take a little piece of Amsterdam. We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
Right.
We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam.
Bike is a thing most rappers do. Yo, I can ride my own shit too. I can understand things most rappers say, because rapping is my thing and I do it every day. I'm the number one rapper, yo, my name is Sven. I can rap more raps than a Superman can. So I'm the guy on your radio, also rocking to the rhythm in stereo.
And you don't stop, for that body rock. You won't stop, for that body rock. Yo, spell my name right, I'm Michael G. M-I-K-E-R-N-D-U-C. Yo, M is microphone and G is genius. Michael G in the house, that's serious. And you know that, and you show that. It's time, Sven, so let's go back.
City. We are going on a summer holiday. We go into London and New York City.
Latest chat.